Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today in Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. But then our ancestors became arrogant and stiff-necked, and they did not obey your commands. They refused to listen and failed to remember the miracles you performed among them. They became stiff-necked and in their rebellion appointed a leader in order to return to their slavery. But you are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Therefore, you did not desert them. The walls were not the only thing in Jerusalem that needed to be rebuilt. The hearts of the people were in spiritual disrepair. Ezra was called on to lead a spiritual renewal. The people reviewed the deeds of their ancestors that had brought the downfall of the nation, and then they proclaimed five characteristics of God. As I go through these, take time to thank God for the ways He has demonstrated these attributes in your life. The first one is forgiveness. Aren't you glad that God forgives us? When we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us our sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Scripture says that He separates our sin from us as far as the east is from the west. He puts our sin behind His back. He throws our sin into the depths of the sea. He remembers our sin no more. God will forgive you, and then you can live in the freedom of His forgiveness. Father, thank you for forgiving my sins and remembering them no more. In this passage, there's also God's grace. In God's mercy, He holds back what we deserve. In His grace, He gives us what we don't deserve. Grace is not earned or warranted. It is absolutely free. If grace was not free, it wouldn't be grace. Father, thank you for giving what I absolutely do not deserve. Thank you for your grace. Compassion is another thing we see in this passage. God does not leave us in our state of sin. He has a deep sympathy for us and moves in to alleviate our desperate state. Father, thank you for your great compassion. Slow to anger. Another attribute of God seen in this passage. I'm so thankful that God is patient with me. Lord, I am such a slow learner. Thank you for being patient with me. And then we see God's love. God's love overflows in abundance. He loves us so much that He gave His Son to die as our substitute on the cross. That is abounding love. Father, thank you for showing your love by sending Jesus for me while I was still a sinner and had no intention of turning to you. Thank you for your forgiveness and your grace and your compassion. Thank you for your patience and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.